Welcome to Kings Canyon. Situated within the Wataka National Park, Kings Canyon features everything from sheer cliff walls to pockets of lush vegetation. The canyon itself was formed over millions of years of erosion. One of the best ways to see the canyon is by doing the rim walk. This popular walk takes around 3 hours and goes through all of the main features of the canyon, including the Lost City, the clifftop views, and the Garden of Eden. Today we're going to do the walk with local ranger Belinda Nixon. We'll meet Belinda at the start of the walk.
G'day, my name's Belinda, one of the rangers here at Wataka National Park. We're actually standing here at the start of the rim walk, which is a 6 kilometre walk, and it takes around about 3.5 hours return. The first part of the walk is actually a really steep climb, and we're going to head up there now and we'll meet you at the top and talk a little bit about some of the geology and how the canyon was formed.
We've just got to the top of the ascent, which is the start of the Kings Canyon Rim Walk, and it's quite a steep climb, but gee, the view is worth it. We're looking out at Kings Canyon, and below we can see Kings Creek winding below us through the valley as it heads out into the sand country. And I'm here with Ranger Belinda Nixon, and she's just walked to the top of the ascent with me. Belinda, quite a climb.
Yes, it takes it out of you. You definitely have to make sure you're fit enough to walk up that hill.
Okay, well, hopefully we're fit enough. Now, it's absolutely beautiful country out here and really interesting geology and rock formations. Can you tell me a little bit about how Kings Canyon was actually formed?
Yeah, sure. Kings Canyon has actually been formed over millions of years. So the process started around about 350 million years ago. There was a big upheaval of the George Gill Range, and this actually created a crack in the Mereenie sandstone. And over the millions of years, that crack got widened and deepened by the water and the rain and the wind.
There's actually quite a few different types of rock that are found throughout Wataka National Park. And looking out at this view in front of us, we can probably see a few of the main types of rock.
Yes, you can. There's actually three main types of rocks that you can see here at the canyon. Starting from the top, the domes and those sheer walls, they're actually the Mereenie sandstone. It's actually a lighter colour on the inside and it's stained red by an oxidisation process. Down below that, you can see the slopes, the scree slopes or the rocky slopes, and they're actually the Carmichael sandstone, and it's the older part of the geology in the area. In between them, there's one other layer. It's actually referred to as a shale, but it basically just means an impermeable layer of rock that the water can't go through.
As we look out, we can see quite a few different types of habitat. What are the main types of habitat that we can see from here?
Yeah, there's actually three main types of habitat here at Wataka National Park. The first one of those is range country, so we're actually standing up on that at the moment, and it's a pretty tough place for plants to live. It's exposed to the elements, so it's windy and it's hot, and it's got really low fertile soils. The second type of habitat is valley country. Valley country has a lot more moisture and a lot more water than other areas because it gets all of the runoff from the range. And the third type is actually sand country. So it's that system of dunes and swales, and it again has quite low fertile soils.
Well, our next stop on the rim walk is the Lost City. These mysterious looking outcrops get their character from millions of years of exposure to the harsh desert environment. We're sitting down looking out across at the Lost City. Belinda, can you tell me a little bit about the Lost City and why it's so important geologically?
The Lost City is actually a series of domes. And the way they were formed, they started off as blocks of Mereenie sandstone. And over time, the elements, so the rain and the wind, has actually worn away the corners and the sides. And it's formed these interesting dome structures that you can see here. Now, you might actually notice when you're looking at them that they seem to be layered. And the way they were developed is from about 400 million years or so ago. There was actually sand dunes in the area, and the layers were from the dunes, the sand being blown, and it formed this series of layers that actually eventually hardened.
And that's actually in the cross bedding that we can see in the rock itself.
Yes, that's correct. So those layers that you can see is that cross bedding formed by the movement of the sand and settling into layers.
Okay, it's time to get up close and personal with the canyon. If we keep walking, we'll get to the edge of the cliff for a pretty incredible view across Kings Canyon.
Here we are at the first lookout on the rim walk, and we're not going to get too close to the edge because there's a pretty steep drop below us. But as we're looking out, there's an absolutely amazing view. We're actually looking out onto the south wall at the moment, and it's got some really interesting variations in the colours and patterns on the wall. One of them that you might notice is actually an area that's got a whole lot of concentric or circular shape ridges, and they actually think that this was formed by a release of pressure in the Mereenie sandstone millions of years ago. Another thing that you might actually pick up on is that there's areas of the walls that are much lighter than the other red walls. And the reason for that is they're actually the areas where there's been more recent chunks of rock fall off, and they've exposed that light Mereenie sandstone underneath.
It's certainly a great view, but I think it's time to get out of the wind and actually go deep into the canyon. So let's keep walking and we'll get to the Garden of Eden.
We've actually just climbed down the steps into the Garden of Eden, and we're sitting at the waterhole at the end of the detour into the Garden of Eden. The waterhole here is actually a bit of a refuge in the arid zone. It's a really important place. It's actually a permanent waterhole, and the way that permanent waterhole is formed is that when it rains, the water percolates down through the Mereenie sandstone, it hits that impermeable layer of rock, and it has to go sideways. So when it's moving sideways, it actually trickles out into the Garden of Eden. It's a very important place for lots of bird species, and it's a great place to sit around and do some bird watching. Some of the birds that you'll see down here include the western bowerbird, the grey shrike thrush, and there's a lot of honey eaters that you'll see flying around as well. The most common one is probably the white-plumed honey eater.
And looking around, it's so green and fertile down here, and there's these beautiful river red gums growing around here. Tell me a bit about them.
River red gums are a fantastic tree. They're actually a eucalyptus species, and they've got this really amazing ability that when times are tough, instead of the whole tree suffering because they can't get enough water and they can't get the nutrients that they require, they'll actually instead sacrifice a branch, and they'll collar off and gradually cut off the supply of water and nutrients to that branch. And the branch will eventually fall off, and when it drops and it tears the wood, it actually starts the process that creates hollows.
Well, that's the end of our tour of Kings Canyon. While you're here, the rim walk is probably the most popular activity to do at the canyon. It takes around 3 hours and can get quite hot, so bring plenty of water. If you're after something a little easier and with a bit more shade, the creek walk into the canyon provides a beautiful view of the lush vegetation that grows at the bottom of the cliff. Further down the road is the Kathleen Springs Walk, which leads to a lovely spring-fed waterhole at the head of Kathleen Gorge. Our next stop on the Red Centre Way is Uluru and Katajuta. Keep heading along the Lurucha Road and turn right when you get to the Lassiter Highway. I'll see you there.